Pope Benedict XVI is finishing up the second day of his apostolic voyage to Cyprus. Earlier today, he met with the Cypriot president, as well as the Orthodox Archbishop and members of the local Catholic community. The Holy Father is currently in Nicosia, where Charles Collins joins us live on the line. Good evening, Charles.
Good evening, Kelsey.
Charles, Pope Benedict has just concluded Mass at the Church of the Holy Cross. What can you tell us about this evening's event?
Yes, Kelsey, the Mass was with the Catholic clergy, religious, and catechists of Cyprus. The Pope's homily was a bit more theological than his previous speeches. It was on the meaning of the cross. He reaffirmed that the cross is not a private symbol, but is meant for all people. He says it symbolizes hope, love, and the victory of nonviolence over oppression. He also made a special mention of the clergy and religious in the Middle East and commended them for staying in the region when there are so many reasons and opportunities to leave. Of course, the Pope will be publishing the Instrumentum Laboris, a working document for October's Middle East meeting of the Synod of Bishops, tomorrow during Mass. One touching moment happened as the Pope was going to Mass. The Church of the Holy Cross is attached to the compound which houses the Apostolic Nunciature where the Pope is staying. Both of these are in the UN-controlled buffer zone in Nicosia. Waiting for him as he left the Nunciature for the short walk to the church was an 88-year-old Sufi Mufti, Sheikh Mohammed Nazim Adil Al-Hakain. He's a leading figure in the Cypriot Muslim community as well as the international Sufi community. He lives near the church in the Turkish-controlled part of Nicosia and just dropped by to say hello. The Mufti gave the Pope a decorated piece of wood, a plaque with an Islamic inscription, and a rosary, and the Pope in turn gave him a papal medal. The two men embraced and they exchanged a few words, including remarks on how old they both were, and a promise to pray for each other. It was a very touching moment. There was not a meeting on the official schedule with Muslim leaders, although the Vatican had not ruled out such a meeting. And in many ways, this is one of the most emotional encounters of the trip so far. Kelsey?
Well, earlier today, the Pope met with political and religious leaders of Cyprus, didn't he?
Yes, the Pope met today with both the President of Cyprus, Dimitrios Christofias, and the Archbishop of Cyprus, Chrysostomos II. Both men spoke about the division of the island and lamented the Turkish occupation of the north part of Cyprus. While visiting with the Archbishop, the Pope visited the Museum of Icons kept in the Archbishop's palace. And this includes icons that have been returned to Cyprus from all over the world. And these icons had been looted from churches in the north of the country, usually by Turkish dealers. The Pope has been very careful in this trip when speaking about the Cyprus situation. He has called for a just solution. The most concrete statement was made when he was meeting with the Catholic community of Cyprus at a Maronite school. This happened between the meetings between the President and the Archbishop. There he spoke directly to the Maronite Catholics who had been driven from their home villages in the 1974 Turkish invasion. He told them how he knows of their desires and sufferings, and he said he hoped and prayed a better life for everyone on the island would be speedily assured. Now keep in mind that the Cyprus negotiations are ongoing, and just yesterday the United Nations envoy Alexander Downer was calling on both sides to work harder on a solution, and that he reminded them that Cypriots are responsible for their own destiny, their own future, and their own decisions. So it's a very complicated issue. And the Pope has constantly said that his trip is not political in nature and says that it's important for religious figures to prepare people to make the necessary political steps in resolving the issue. And he said the key to that is to realize that we are all children of God and therefore brothers and sisters to each other. Kelsey?
Well, a very warm thanks to Charles Collins, who is with the Pope in Nicosia. And prior to the apostolic visit, Charles spoke with the pastor of the church where Mass was just held, Franciscan Father Umberto Barrado.
I think it is quite significant to come here for the Pope because we are inside the buffer zone, the green line, and it is quite significant for him to see also the surrounding edifices in shambles, and the barbed wire. I think this is significant to see the condition in which we are. Now we live also pacifically. We say we don't have any problem. It's not a problem at all, but in the past we had several problems. I was attacked one day, and yes, 6 years ago, I was attacked with an iron bar. They sent me to the hospital. Yes, so now it's impossible. Now, also because the Turks took notice and they did something in order to protect the place. So in the past, we were a little difficult. Now, it's not difficult to believe here.
The Holy Father's come here on the invitation, not just of the President of the Republic, but also the Archbishop of Cyprus, the Orthodox Archbishop. How significant is this?
Well, also this is a step forward, I would say, to strengthen the friendship and the recognition of the two churches. Yes, this is, yes. Ecumenical dialogue is very difficult, but little by little, it is a work that doesn't belong to us. I would say that it belongs to God and to His providence and to the Holy Spirit.